it's been a whirlwind. Like, for me, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I wanted to pursue hockey any further. And it was, I really enjoyed my time here at Mount Royal where I played. And I had an injury this year, which really kind of set me back a bit. And when I came back, I knew that when I was away from the game, I really wanted to play it. And I think talking to Omar and stuff like that, it made me miss the game. And I'm excited to be a part of an organization that wants to win. And Omar's passionate, that's for sure. And that's something I want to be a part of. And I know that they're looking for big things coming up in the future. And for me overall, it's hard to say. I've taken business and I've wanted to pursue education as much as I could. I enjoy school, but I know hockey's my true passion. So overall, I want to have fun this year and I want to enjoy my experience over there and hopefully win a championship.
You can think about real life later on, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Omar's obviously got a passion for business as well. He did his MBA whilst he was over studying here as well. How are you two connected? How were you introduced to Omar Pasha?
Honestly, my assistant coach Mike Egner this year played over in the EIHL last year. So I talked to him a little bit about going over there, and he spoke highly of everything. He enjoyed his experience over there, and honestly, it was one of those things where he just got in contact with Omar, and I had two friends of mine that played for Omar in Hull, and they spoke highly of him as well. And I've heard good things about the city, but obviously, last year Omar even told me he wants to improve the team this year, and he wants big things to happen, and I want to be a part of that. And yeah, and he wants to change that aspect, and I know that he wants to change a bit of culture, and I want to be a part of that. And that's the biggest thing for me is honestly, our team at Mount Royal here went through the same kind of change, and I know that you guys are a newer team in Manchester, and it's a big change. It takes a little bit of a little bit of character and everything like that, and it's hard to do, but I know Omar's passionate about it, and it's about bringing in the right guys to do it kind of thing, and I want to be a part of that.
Obviously, I have had a bit of a Google of you to try and see if I could find any dirt. I couldn't find anything bad to pick up on you at all. So I've just picked out some of the quotes here, and I think this is probably from your university. You've got player bios and that type of thing. And it talks about, you scored 39 points in 28 games. You led in every offensive category. We're on the team's top penalty kill, power play units. You've been in all-star teams. You've been male athlete of the year. Good for you. You don't just
Thank
play,
you.
do you? You coach as well, I noticed. Was it to do with hockey academies too?
Yeah. I coach with Hockey Canada Skills Academy this whole year throughout the university semesters, and it's mainly just teaching. I have students from 13 to 18 that are just starting hockey, so they're trying to just learn the basics. The guys that are just trying to increase their skill assets and stuff like that, but I feel like giving back as much as possible to other athletes is the best way, because I was a part of these programs growing up in the spring hockey and stuff like that. And I know the experience, and I know how beneficial it is to an athlete growing up. So it's something that I'm really happy to be a part of.